Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Alam ba ninyo na dito sa Australia, isa sa 10 ama o tatay ay nakakaranas ng perinatal depression at anxiety o depresyon at pagkabalisa matapos na maisilang ang kanilang anak? Halos kalahati ng mga first-time dads ay naniniwala ng postnatal depression at anxiety ay tanda o palatandaan ng kahinaan. Ngayong International Fathers Mental Health Day, June 21, ang Gidget Foundation Australia ay maglulunsad ng isang bagong video para suportahan ang mga tatay sa kanilang karanasan ng PNDA o yung tinatawag na postnatal depression at anxiety sa buong Australia. Ang unang screening ay sisimulan sa pamamagitan ni Honorable John Barilaro, MP ng New South Wales o Deputy Premier, Minister for Regional New South Wales Industry and Trade at ni Honorable Bronnie Taylor, MLC, New South Wales Minister for Mental Health, Regional Youth and Women. At sa tampok natin na ulat, ano nga ba ang tinatawag na o ano nga ba ang kahalagahan at bakit nga ba meron tayong tinatawag na International Father's Day Mental Health Day? Narito ang tinig ni Dr. David Moore, isang general practitioner.
International Father's Mental Health Day is a really important time to highlight the importance of supporting dads who are battling with their mental health. 1 in 10 fathers experience perinatal depression and anxiety, yet half of new fathers don't seek support, as there can be a stigma surrounding their mental health which can prevent dads from reaching out and asking for help.
Pero bakit nga ba mas hindi nararanasan o hindi mas associated sa mga kalalakihan ang postnatal depression at anxiety kumpara sa mga kababaihan?
PNDA is less associated with men than women because they haven't had that immediate bonding of carrying a child like women have. We associate motherhood with nurturing and think of the closeness that mothers have with their children, but because we don't see the father's parenting journey in the same way, we view it very differently. Instead, we need to acknowledge that for dads, becoming a parent can look very different to mums, but that doesn't mean that their role is any less important or challenging.
Paano nga ba nakikita ang perinatal depression at anxiety sa mga kalalakihan? Ano ang mga palatandaan nito?
For men, symptoms of perinatal depression and anxiety can present differently than in women, although there are some similarities. They include the inability to enjoy activities like they used to, being less able to concentrate, make decisions, or get things done. PNDA can affect fathers from all socioeconomic backgrounds and cultures as they adjust to changes in their lives and the additional pressures. For some fathers, the expectation to provide financial stability for their family can seem overwhelming. The symptoms of depression and anxiety can lead to a sense of disappointment, like they've let themselves or others down.
Ano ang payo na maibibigay para sa mga tatay na sa tingin nila ay nakakaranas sila ng perinatal depression at anxiety?
It's important to seek guidance as soon as possible. Fathers who are experiencing parenthood adjustment issues can benefit from the support of a professional who listens and understands. Reaching out for emotional support will help them to understand what's happening to them, to feel well again, and in turn, be able to enjoy time with their children and partner.
Saan pwedeng magtungo para sa tulong kung ang mga Australiano ay nakakaranas ng perinatal o postnatal depression at anxiety?
Both mums and dads experiencing perinatal depression and anxiety can seek help through the Gidget Foundation Australia. The charity provides free psychological perinatal counselling sessions to support expectant and new parents in their journey. Dads are encouraged to watch their new video, Understanding Perinatal Depression and Anxiety for Dads, via the Gidget Foundation Australia website, and contact their GP to start a mental health care plan if they feel they need some extra support.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.